NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Thousands of Haitian migrants camped out in Texas are being allowed to stay in the country. Many have already been released and given 2 months to appear at an immigration office. Others were deported. They'd all crossed the Rio Grande River from Mexico. The White House is all set to kick off its COVID booster campaign today. The CDC endorsed Pfizer's vaccine, recommending a third shot for millions. Some experts are cautiously optimistic that the COVID virus will continue to wane even into the fall and winter. Mike Bauer reports.
True COVID death counts, the lagging indicator, have increased by about 33% over the past 2 weeks. An average of more than 2,000 people are dying of COVID every day, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee points out.
Recently had 10 people die in 24 hours, a record throughout the course of this pandemic.
When it comes to COVID cases, the U.S. is at least moving in the right direction again. The U.S. is now averaging roughly 134,000 new cases per day, which is a 10% drop over the past 2 weeks. The National Institutes of Health is looking at models that suggest cases may be down to about 15,000 per day by November.
Apple users will soon be able to upload their coronavirus vaccination cards to the Wallet app. Apple will allow users to show proof of vaccination through a QR code, but to protect users' privacy, full details of the vaccination care won't be visible until the user unlocks their phone. An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. Katie Beck has more.
A federal arrest warrant has been issued after a grand jury indictment. Investigators now 5 days into the massive manhunt.
He hasn't been seen in more than a week after the body of his fiancée, Gabby Petito, was found on Sunday. Police say 13 people have been shot at a Kroger store in Tennessee. This Kroger employee at the store in Collierville, located just outside of Memphis, was inside when the shooting started.
And when I heard and I got off that record, I said, oh no, these are gunshots. I get out of there.
Police confirmed there's one woman dead and the shooter is also dead. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.